The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure to be here, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released your, you know, quarterly report here and cash flow statement and you know, post period as well. You've achieved a lot just in several months, and you keep progressing this. I mean, is it frustrating? It must be in these markets. I said, you know, I've been looking at the AIM All share, and it's down now for 785 days from the high, 48% down. So, you know, people are risk averse, but there's lots of opportunity here, isn't there, going forward? If people can look a bit further forward, you know, when we're out of this. In fact, take us through some of the highlights, if you could, from this period and then post-period, if you could, Neil.
Absolutely. So, obviously, at the end of June, the very end of June, we put out our DFS, which had those very robust numbers that we were talking about previously, which is, you know, phenomenal project in terms of the cash costs are, the C1 cash costs are $377, the all-in sustaining cash costs are $675. And there's been a lot of worry in the last couple of weeks regarding what's going to happen with the lithium price. It's a pretty immature market, so the price has been jumping up and down in sort of the $2,000 to $3,000 range for most of the year. And a lot of stocks have suffered as a result of that, but this is a case of, you know, a certain extent for ALL being the baby being thrown out with the bathwater, because what's great about this project, of course, is that it's so low cost that it will stand up well against the opposition for any scenario for lithium price that is out there. But yes, you're looking at very low costs. The capex is only $185 million, and obviously we've already provided for 80% of that financing already, so we only have a small portion to do. We are looking at having the project break ground next September. So we recently got the mining lease, which obviously was a very important event for us, and so it gives us a clear path to take the project to production. Indeed, looking at production in the second quarter of 2025, and then the full plant working in 2026 with full production. And as I said before, that will make us one of the 10th largest spodumene mines in the world.
Yeah. And is that why then, you think, you know, it's a little bit of worry around about, you know, people lumping you in with other projects when you're not like other projects, because, like I said, your all-in sustaining cost is a lot lower.
I think one of the problems with the junior markets is always just in that, you know, when people get a little bit worried, they sell out of their positions quite quickly, and they're fairly indiscriminate about what they sell. And obviously something that's pretty illiquid like Atlantic, you can sell it, the locker stocks you can't. So I think we saw two effects there, and the first is the one that you mentioned, is generally speaking, the market indices are pretty poor. But also on the lithium, concerns about the lithium price, which, to be honest, I don't really share those concerns, because, to be frank, any price over $2,000 is a great price. In fact, the price for this project of over $1,500, which is what we use in modeling, is actually a great price too. So, yes, but I think there is a case here of being dumped with other lesser projects, frankly, and people are not appreciating or being able to differentiate. But I'm sure as time goes on the next couple of weeks, we will see people understanding just how good this project is. It is, to my mind, the leading London lithium stock by all means.
Yeah. Well, I've just been looking at your broker forecasts, and of course when you start coming online there, but in 2026, they forecast that your turnover will be $747 million, with EBITDA just over $500 million. That just shows the potential value generation here, doesn't it?
It's great to have independent confirmation, and we have a number of brokers who are now covering us, Canaccord just being one. But all of them take the view that this is a very good project. Particularly, we've had Wilsons out of Australia recently cover us, Macquarie and others come forward, and all singing the same song. This is really one of the best spodumene mines there is, and certainly in Africa compares very favorably to everything else out there.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, if people had a time machine, they could see, you know, what's going to happen and where we are right now. Because, I mean, you know, not just yourself there's so many companies that are oversold. But, of course, people are risk-averse in these markets. And if a company rallies, some people will take a profit. And you think, well, hang on, where's the long-term thought on this? You know, there's a lot of short-termism going on because, you know, people are worried about the macro environment, I suppose. So, but nevertheless, that's the way the markets play. There's always opportunities, you know. Looking forward then, you know, next sort of 6-12 months, what do you hope, you know, milestones hoping to achieve then, Neil?
I think there are two major areas. One is now, obviously, we have the mining lease. We are entirely focused on bringing the project to production. And you'll see a number of steps, and we're doing a number of additional studies that people are seeing. We're looking at downstream opportunity. We're looking at what we can do with feldspar. We're looking at what we can do, as you like, to maximize the value of the project beyond what we've already set out in the DFS. We think there's lots of opportunity there on that side. So you'll see all of that come through over the coming months, and indeed with the aim of bringing the project to breaking ground next September, which obviously will be a key date for us. And in the meantime, obviously, we've been running an offtake process for the remaining 50% offtake that we have available, which is a means for us to provide additional financing for the project. So you'll see that project come together. But and last but not least, so I think the very important to talk about this project is the upside in exploration, because we've continued to do exploration work and we'll continue to do more. One of the nice things about getting the mining lease resolved, we've had a number of outstanding exploration permits as well with the authorities in Ghana. We do expect to see those started to be issued to us as well. There's a couple of them we particularly like, which we think could add significantly to the resource in time. So we've always said about the project, we think it's we move from 20 million tons to 35 million tons in the last year and a half or so. We think there's actually very good potential for it to continue to grow far beyond that. So we'll very much be porting those exploration results as we go forward.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Neil, good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.